On 68 North, headed into Springfield, the only signs of life are some scavenging crows picking at the ice and a masked police officer dealing with a spin-out crash. The gym at the Salvation Army downtown has been turned into a temporary warming center.
If you don't have to go out, don't go out.
A man who goes only by Dave says he was squatting at an empty house and made plans to come here after he read the forecast in the paper. Shelter staffer Paul Whaley echoes Dave, just don't go there.
I was only out there probably 7 minutes, and my hands started turning purple and stinging and getting numb.
Three emergency shelters have opened in Dayton and one in Miamisburg, and caseworkers have been out on the streets urging people who are long-term homeless to come inside. But most already have a place to stay, either in a shelter or transitional housing. And they have emergency cots to spare at St. Vincent de Paul's two shelters in town. Lakaius Bailey directs the men's shelter. She says the most important thing is that people know there is someplace warm to go.
We're really trying to put the word out there that our doors are open.
On a single night's count, last January, 1,041 people were homeless in Montgomery County, and 56 of those were sleeping on the street. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.